Well, he's just making a point that the only way you can do this at this time is to get a consensus nominee through that everybody could support. But, you know, I think it's I don't think let's face it, that's not a serious suggestion. I'm 82 years old this March, and but it was fun to hear, and I just had to say that if that did happen, I'd hate to have all my Democrat friends praying for me to die so that they could take over again. But in any event, I was stifled by living at least 20 more years and doing the work on the court. So I have to say that it's just kind of it's just Lindsey's way of saying, look, it would take somebody like me to be able to bring both sides together.
All right. Well, I appreciate you playing along because, like I say, it was one of those things I had to ask. So I'll move on to the actual nomination itself now. There's been a lot of talk in the last few days about whether Obama could even get a nominee past the committee, let alone the full Senate right now. Where do things stand for you? Do you think he ought to hold off?
Yes, I do. Let me tell you why. It's interesting to me how hypocritical the Democrats can be, because back in 2007, Senator Schumer said that he didn't believe we should bring up a Supreme Court nominee until after the election. And, of course, he said you could if you had extraordinary circumstances. Well, there's no extraordinary circumstances that are going to move it unless it's a nominee that's completely satisfactory to Republicans. No, the reason is that Senator McConnell has done this is because we have one of the most combative political election processes on right now. There have been a lot of votes so far, and we're going to get the vote Saturday in South Carolina. And to put this in the middle of all that would just be, it would just not work very well. So he suggested, look, let's be fair to both sides. Let's put this off to after the first of the year. Whoever wins the presidency will have the power to nominate whoever that person wants, and then the Senate will have to move at that time. And I think that's a wise thing to do, because we don't want to get involved in a major Supreme Court battle, which Obama would certainly create, in this election year, and take people's minds off of the presidential election that is so important.
What if he did come up with a consensus candidate, though? I mean, I'm not necessarily suggesting your name, like Senator Graham did, but is there somebody out there that could be attractive to everybody involved?
Well, I can't see anybody that the Democrats would be willing to do. Any Republican that Republicans would be able to call consensus probably would be pro-life. You know, probably would be for a lot of things the Democrats wouldn't want. And, anything they would come up with would be pro-choice, would I think, put in danger freedom of religion, rights of free speech, and so forth. These are very, very important constitutional issues right now, and I think this election is exhibiting how important those issues really are and why we've got to make a change here in this country, or this country's going to be in real trouble, and we'll lose some of our constitutional principles.
You know, on the other side, though, you think about what Justice Scalia was really like and what a staunch defender of the Constitution and originalist he was.
Right.
I can't imagine that he would be in favor of waiting until the next administration is in to get the nominee going. I would think he wouldn't want the court sitting vacant that long.
No. The court has been 8-8 before. It works. It still works. They would just put off really crucial matters when you need a nine-person person till the next year, when we would have nominate, and when the president would nominate whoever that president is, and the Senate would confirm. Now Scalia, I think, would very passionately, before what the Republicans feel. Now, if he could pick the justice, he once said that Judge Easterbrook would be a great choice. But the president's not going to pick Judge Easterbrook, we don't want to have this seat filled by President Obama, who has no real understanding of what Scalia stood for. Scalia was one of the all-time great justices that basically stood for conservative principles of originalism in the Constitution. He was a textualist. He did not want us to go beyond what the Constitution says, nor did he want us to substitute our own philosophy and ideas from what the Constitution does say. And nor did he want the court to make laws that should be made by elected representatives that were elected to make the laws. He was a standard conservative on the court, and like I say, one of the greatest justices who ever served. So, I doubt that he would feel that way. And frankly, I can't think of a Democrat this president would support who would be in the category of somebody who would satisfy both sides, or at least cause both sides to want to resolve this now in this really, really contentious presidential election. Let's face it, that's never been done before except back in 1916 when Charles Evan Hughes, who was the Chief Justice at the time, left the court to run for president. And, of course, people understood that. But at this particular time, to have this president be able to have his right to pick under these circumstances in this very contentious and difficult presidential campaign, most everybody I know, especially all Republicans, think that, you know, that would be a disservice to the nation.
Do you run a risk, though, as Republicans, if you wait and a Democratic candidate wins the nomination, then it's still the same fight, just a little later down the road?
Well, I mean, that's why this is a fair approach. If the Democrats win, then they're certainly going to have a free ride to be able to put up whoever they want to. And don't think that doesn't exist today. The president can put up whatever he wants. And he has a right to do it. He has a right to nominate whoever he wants. However, the Senate has the right to consent or not consent. So, there's we'll be no worse off if Hillary gets elected or Bernie Sanders gets elected. I don't think they're going to pick anybody worse than this current president will pick. But to make a long story short, that's at least a fair way to do it. It's at least a fair way where people can have time to think this over. And we're only, we're not that far away from the next president.
One thing I wanted to ask you about before I let you go, Senator, is just kind of what's before the Senate Judiciary Committee right now. Are there other nominations of federal judges that are sort of sitting there percolating? Is there a backlog? Is it a lot of work before you that you're dealing with in addition to maybe this nominee?
Well, there sure is. Now, let me just say this, that this president's been treated very, very fairly by the Republicans and by the Senate Judiciary Committee. Do you realize that by the time President Obama leaves office, he will have appointed and had confirmed, by Republicans, by the way, as well as Democrats, about 40% of the total federal judiciary? And I got to tell you, I don't think most people in Utah would support at least some of these people. And I've got to say that the president's been treated very fairly. He hasn't been left behind. And you stop and think that this president, as liberal as he is, and with the liberal appointments that he's put forward, has now around 40% of the total federal judiciary in this country. It helps you to realize why he hasn't been treated unfairly. He's being treated exceptionally fairly. And why should we get into a huge brouhaha this year when we're so close to having a new president who really ought to have the right, whether Democrat or Republican, to make this appointment?
I wonder, too, if it's historic at all, in your view, that we have two Utah senators on the Judiciary Committee. It seems to me like we have kind of a strong voice in this thing.
Yeah, we do. And, we've always had a strong voice when I was there all by myself. People paid quite a bit of attention to what I say. And the reason they do is because they know that I'm fair. I understand the other side has the majority here, has the presidency, which is the majority in the Senate. But we have a majority on the Senate committee right now, and I think a majority feels that this is not the time or the place to have a new Supreme Court nominee appointed by this president, who has been treated extremely fairly by the Republicans. I remember back when George W. Bush took over, the Democrats virtually tried to bring all appointments to a halt for 2 years. And we were able to overcome some of that, but it was really embarrassing, irritating. And now they're complaining that they're not being treated fairly. Give me a break. How is it unfair to leave this for the next few months until the next president comes in, whoever that president may be? That's not unfair. That's saying, look, let's not get it involved in this extremely contentious presidential election process where it will have a disproportionate impact on the process one way or the other. Let's pull our heads and look forward to working on this right after the first of the year, and let whoever is president at that time make whatever appointment that president wants to. Now, I have to say, the president can make the appointment. The next president is going to have to think it through and see, well, who can I get that will be able to get through both the Republicans and the Democrats in the Senate? And, you know, that's something that the next president's going to have to think about, whether a Republican or a Democrat.